First question, if Jesus could not see, quote, see beyond the portals of the tomb, and knowing his resurrection was necessary for the plan of salvation to be successful, wouldn't that mean he didn't know if we were saved or lost as well? So the phrase not being able to see beyond the portals of the tomb is from Desire of Ages, and I included the link to that in my notes. So in his humanity, he could not see beyond the portals of the tomb. He did not have the gift of being able to see the future as a human, I don't think. Now, God may have, in his communion with his Father, God may have opened to him things in the future, future events. But he knew that he was humanity's Savior, and he knew the process and the pathway, and he knew what was going to happen to him. And numerous times he told his disciples, multiple occasions, that he would die and be resurrected in 3 days. He also said, "I laid down my life that I take it up again. No one takes it from me. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again." This is from John 10, 17 and 18. How did he know this?
From his Father.
That's one possibility. What's another possibility?
He understood design law.
Thank you. He understood design law. Why? Simple answer. He was the author. He authored design law. He created reality. It's like the question is a riddle. I remember a riddle from grade school. Why are manholes round? There are three answers. One is because... No, excuse me. Why are manhole covers round? Just gave away the obvious one. Manhole covers are round because, number one, they're easier to transport. It's easier to roll a circular manhole cover than a square one or a triangular one. They're round because it's of a safety thing. A circular manhole cover won't fall into an open manhole. And the third reason manhole covers are round are because manholes are round. So he knew design law because he was the author of it. He understood that once the original design was restored in himself as a second Adam, the death would be defeated and life would be the only result. Life is the default in the rest of the universe except here on Earth. The rest of the universe lives in unapproachable light. They live in the light of God's presence. They live. They have access to the tree of life. They do not age. Life is the default in the universe, except here. So he knew that life would be the only result. In addition, he knew that all humanity would have access to the remedy through the Holy Spirit, promised in John 14. And since death is the only predictable of being out of harmony with God's design, life is the only predictable result of being in compliance with that design. So just like a five-year-old can accurately predict what would happen if I drop this, a five-year-old without the gift of prophecy, five-year-old knows what gravity does. Christ could accurately predict the result of restoring humanity back to its original design. And I, again, included some links for further insights. Also, God graciously had two humans appear to Christ before his death, the Mount of Transfiguration, who was with him.
Moses and Elijah.
Had Christ failed in his mission, Moses and Elijah wouldn't have been there. They wouldn't have been in heaven.
Yeah.
My question is, where was Enoch? Maybe God saw Enoch wasn't necessary. But seriously, having Moses and Elijah appear on the mount and talking with Jesus, that was prima facie evidence that God, that Christ would succeed. Even though he went through terrible agony in the Garden of Gethsemane and later on the cross, and questioning and being separated from God's presence, God withdrawing his presence, created a horrible agony in Christ. And he was filled with insecurity. He still understood design law and knew what would happen. All right, second question. God's plan of salvation seems to have two parts. One, character transformation of replacing satanic lawlessness in the heart with God's holy law, containing the Ten Commandments also in the heart. A miracle promised in the Holy Bible as an everlasting covenant performed by the Holy Spirit. That would solve the problem of a nasty character producing a religious terrorist like Satan. But every born-again genuine Christian would still die. So the necessity of part two. Christians still need a resurrection from the dead, from their graves, in newness of life, new body, another miracle of combining our sanctified character into a new body. That's how I see it. I respect the gift of teaching God gave you. This is obviously talking to Tim. And would like to hear your perspective in the matter. The truth isn't changed, but I believe the explanation is improved. Thank you. All right, well, thank you for your comments. It's important to understand that God's holy law is far more than the Ten Commandments. It's love for God and love for our fellow men, referenced in Matthew 22. Salvation involves Jesus coming to reveal the Father in order to win us back to trust. It also involves the eradication of the carnal nature that he inherited from his mother. And it involves developing a remedy for our healing. Then it involves our cooperation in the process of character transformation. We have a work to do. This is why Scripture says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I included some links from the Heavenly Sanctuary, our Heavenly Sanctuary magazine and the Wedding of Christ Our Bride magazine are great resources that outline this process in great detail. Question three, would you say the toes on the image, and this is the image of the multi-metal man, represent the world today with some nations strong and weak, i.e. iron and clay? Yes, I would. Some are strong, some are weak, and all of them are divided. Ever since Rome, there has not been an empire that, quote, ruled the world.
They try.
They will try, but they will not. Question four. In regards to lesson six, isn't it also true that Christ's death was necessary because he's the only one, being sinless, that could survive and conquer the second death, total separation from God who is life, God used his power to restrain the second death through mortality until a Messiah would come and reveal the truth that would crush the serpent's head and conquer the second death that God referred to in Eden. No one except Jesus has experienced the second death and his power to conquer. Christ used his power to conquer every sin and the second death. The power to conquer our sin and the second death comes from him alone. We can't conquer something that has already conquered us because we are weaker than it. So I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with the premise of your questions and comments. I do not think Jesus experienced the second death. Scripture defines the second death as a lake of fire in the presence of the angels and the Holy Lamb. Who is the Lamb?
Jesus
is the Lamb. How could he experience the second death in his own presence? Jesus was perfectly at home in the lake of fire. He longed to be in the lake of fire. He was separated from the lake of fire at the cross. So I don't think he experienced the first death either. I don't think his sleep death experience was the same thing that the rest of us experience. His death is unique in every single way, just like his life was. His death conquered death. And I've included some links. So whoever asked the question, check the links out. Tim has written extensively on Jesus and the second death. And decide for yourself. Fifth question. Final question. In lesson number 5, The Nation's Part 2, you use the analogy of jumping out of a plane without a parachute. Whether warned or not warned about the dangers, it would most likely be fatal. A few lucky souls have survived the experience. What is your thought about if Adam and Eve had not been warned about the danger from eating from a tree? Would it have still had the same consequences? Or is the warning by God part of the trust issue? If so, would it not have been arbitrary and any tree would do? So, does the law of gravity treat you any differently if you voluntarily jump out of a plane without a parachute? If you're tricked into jumping out of a plane without a parachute? Or if you're pushed out of a plane without a parachute? Or if you jump with or without any warning of the consequences?
Results are the same.
The law of gravity treats us the same. God's design law treats us the same. Doesn't matter if you're male or female, rich or poor, white or black, straight or gay, it doesn't matter. Simply how reality works. What would it say about God had he not told Adam and Eve about the war in heaven or the enemy on earth? A God that would withhold information like that would not be worthy of trust in the first place. Yes? No?
Yeah.
The choosing of a tree or a fruit as a simple test was simply brilliant. I included a text in there. I included a link regarding the fall and patriarchs and prophets for more insights. But when we intake food, this, and again, this goes back to the communion service and the bread of life, bread of heaven. When we intake food, it's broken down into building blocks for our anatomy and physiology. When Adam and Eve took the fruit in from the forbidden tree, that became their building blocks. It was the tree of the knowledge. Remember, the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil. They had a choice. They could trust God and they could intimately know good. They chose distrust of God and they intimately knew evil. And this intimate knowledge became that intimate knowledge of evil became the only building blocks that they could pass on to their progeny. All right, well, that's our last one. Happy Sabbath. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.